Back now with Day to Day, new numbers from the Federal Reserve show a big jump in the numbers of blacks and Hispanics who have to pay more than whites for mortgages. A separate report from a consumer advocacy group has found similar disparities in home refinancing. Joining us from the market is Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Bob, how big are these racial disparities in the cost of home loans across the country?
Well, the gaps are stunning, actually, Alex. This report out today from the Federal Reserve took a look at home lending data from last year, and it found almost 55% of black borrowers paid a higher interest rate on home mortgages than whites, something the industry calls subprime lending here. That 55% segment of African Americans was a sharp jump from 32% who paid more for loans in 2004. About 46% of Hispanics paid more for mortgages last year, which is more than twice as much of the 20% who did in 2004. Another survey by the Consumer Federation of America found a similar story with subprime refinancing, as you mentioned. We spoke this morning to a senior researcher for the group, Patrick Woodall. Their survey was based on nearly 5 million refinance mortgages made by 30 lenders across the country.
In general, nationally, about half of African American borrowers are receiving subprime refinance lending, 49%, compared to 23% of white borrowers. So African Americans are twice as likely to receive subprime refinance mortgages as white borrowers are. And Latinos, a third of Latinos are receiving subprime refinance mortgages, which is a rate 41% higher than for white borrowers. These disparities are significant, and I think it's unlikely that they can be entirely explained away by risk-based factors.
Woodall told us he thinks it's unlikely the lending industry would be so brazen as to view being African American or Latino in and of itself as a risk, but he does say certainly warrants a closer look at why and how this is happening.
Well, how would you explain such a big jump since last year?
Well, actually, these studies don't make any conclusions about that, but the question does beg for an answer. There's something of a caveat emptor here, the let the buyer beware. Mr. Woodall of the Consumer Federation did tell me that it seems some people are just getting caught up in what I guess you could characterize as the hard sell.
Many borrowers are receiving subprime mortgages, perhaps more than necessary. Freddie Mac has found that one in five borrowers with a subprime mortgage could have received a prime mortgage. And that means that, you know, you have a fifth of borrowers getting high-priced credit that could be receiving low-priced credit.
In other words, when you're looking for a mortgage, it pays to shop around and don't just take it for granted that you're going to get the kind of rate that you're entitled to. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at how the government enlisted business as a key ally to fight terror immediately after the 9/11 attacks.
Bob, thank you. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.